The separation of church and state is at the center of a debate over a basketball arena at a college in Missouri. St. Louis University, a Catholic school, says tax money is vital to building its new arena. But there's concern that giving the school any public money violates the Constitution. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Matt Sepik reports.
With its verdant grounds and eclectic mix of buildings, the campus of St. Louis University was for a long time an oasis in a crumbling urban desert. But now this part of town is alive again with theaters, art galleries, and luxury condos. The rebirth stems in part from tax incentives for developers. Now the university wants its share of that for its new $80 million basketball arena. And in the spirit of urban renewal, the city gladly agreed to pay 10% of the cost. But the local Masonic Temple, a neighbor of St. Louis U, sued the school and the city. Its lawyer, James Stemler, says the arena plan crosses the line between church and state.
My plaintiffs feel strongly that the Constitution means what it says. There shouldn't really be public funds spent for any particular religion.
A clause in the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution famously prohibits the government from establishing an official religion. But those suing the university are focusing instead on the Missouri Constitution. Tony Rothert is with the local ACLU, also a party to this case. He says the state constitution is much more to the point.
The Missouri Constitution is stricter and says no aid shall be given to any educational institution that's religious, including universities. So it's very clear the Missouri Constitution.
But St. Louis University says it has not crossed the church-state line because it's not controlled by any religious group. That led the university's student newspaper to accuse the administration of selling out the school's Jesuit heritage. But after a recent Missouri Supreme Court hearing, university lawyer Bill Kaufman said school leaders are not being disingenuous. He said neither the local Catholic Archdiocese nor the Vatican has any say in how the university is run, and that's the key point of the case.
We are guided by the principles of the Catholic Jesuit tradition, but being guided does not translate into control. Control of the university is really by the Board of Trustees of St. Louis University.
Mike Kobe, who teaches law across town at Washington University, says St. Louis U has some solid arguments. But he says part of the reason the federal and state constitutions emphasize church-state separation is because their authors thought government power might creep into the church and force religious leaders to compromise their principles.
And I think that's what's happened here at some level, is that you have the administrators at St. Louis University really saying things that they wouldn't tell their donors. They wouldn't say at the annual fundraising meeting that this isn't really a Catholic university, and that is unfortunate.
The Missouri Supreme Court gave no indication when it might rule on the matter, but attorneys around the state are watching this case closely because they expect any ruling to sharpen the often fuzzy line that exists between church and state. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.